It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Hello, this is Ellen, and if you haven't heard of the Best of Bridge Cookbook Series, you have missed out. No worries, one of the authors, Julie Van Roosendaal, is with us today, and she is going to take us down a road of delicious gourmet treats. Oh, it is so neat to have you, Julie, with us. The Best of Bridge Series, I know it's really big in Canada, actually in many places, but I think many of us in the U.S. could learn more about this. It is just amazing. How did it get started?
Well, it got started back in 1975 in Calgary, Alberta. And it was a group of eight ladies who had a bridge club. And they would bring food every bridge club meeting. And it was always, you know, these great recipes that people wanted to share. And that's where we used to get recipes from, was from our neighbors and our friends and our, you know, our parents. And so they decided to compile their recipes in a cookbook and put together their first book, self-published it, printed 2,000 copies. And it was so successful that, to make a very long story short, they've since sold 4 million copies of their series. It turned into a very successful series. And those of us who grew up, I was in the same neighborhood as the Bridge ladies, and I went to school with their kids. We all grew up on Best of Bridge books because they were like, you know, they were literally our neighbors, but they were like Canada's neighbors, you know. They were a group of real women who were cooking at home, feeding their families, and I think a lot of Canadians could relate to that.
Well, I think all of us can relate to that.
Yeah.
It's that home good feeling that you do have when you know someone's in the kitchen cooking something from scratch.
Exactly.
But there's more than that, I think, from my perspective, why you're so successful. Let me first just mention that these ladies have a sense of humor. It is so fun to read their books. You have these little sayings at the end. I'm gonna just give one example. So You have a baked cheese and tomato strata recipe in your Best of Bridge holiday classics, which is what we're focusing on today. But here at the end, it says, "Dear Noah, we could have sworn that you said the Ark wasn't leaving until 5. Yours sincerely, the Unicorns. They missed the boat." It is so hilarious, but that's just one of many examples. So you must have a lot of fun when you prepare these recipes.
That's definitely a fun part of it. We have our dads and our husbands working on the groaners, we call them. They're a little quote at the bottom of the book, and they're all, you know, cheesy and funny. But it's not just the groaners that the ladies have sort of dispersed throughout the book. It's the tone of the recipes themselves. You know, first of all, the names, are sort of different from traditional recipe names. Like you have Mona's mother's best friend's favorite cookies. You know, I want to make those just because of the name. But then there are recipes that say, you know, the Land of Nod cinnamon buns, for example. You make the night before, you assemble them out of frozen bread dough and let them sit overnight and then bake them in the morning, which is great for the holidays. But in the recipe, it says, before you put the cat out and turn out the lights, take the frozen bread dough out of the freezer. And it's like, you know, put the cat out. Who puts the cat out anymore? I think that's illegal now.
Yes.
But it's just sort of conversational, you know, and it makes you feel like you know them personally, you know, and it makes you feel like you can do it, and it's not intimidating, and it's going to work.
Yeah, you feel like you're friends already.
Exactly,
you
know, which I think is very important. Yeah.
Well, we all like to have friends, especially ones who can cook well. I wanted to also point out that these are really simple recipes. And you make a point of this. Why is that? I mean, it seems obvious to me, but explain why you focus on simple yet with gourmet result recipes.
Well, you know, I think it's very important that food be approachable and not intimidating. And especially these days, you know, there's a lot of competition shows. There's a lot of, you know, celebrity chefs, obviously. Food can be very intimidating, and people feel like they, you know, they're afraid that they're going to fail if they get into the kitchen and make something and it's not going to be perfect. And I think it's just really important for people to feel comfortable in the kitchen, to pass on that knowledge to their kids, to realize that it's not as intimidating as it might seem. And although, you know, obviously the Best of Bridge series started long before the internet, and nowadays there are so many cookbooks. I mean, back in the 70s, you know, you'd see a handful of cookbooks come out every year, and now there are hundreds, thousands of cookbooks that come out every year, plus the internet. And there are so many recipes everywhere that, you know, it's sort of hard to wade through them all and stand out. But people will always want, you know, a good just basic banana bread recipe, one that's really reliable, you know, a good hamburger soup recipe, which is still the most popular best of bridge recipe is the hamburger soup, which it seems so simple, but, you know, people feel like they can actually make it, and the recipes are well tested, and you know that they're going to turn out. But just making things approachable, making sure that it calls for ingredients that you probably have in the kitchen. Of course, we have a far wider variety of ingredients available these days than there was back in the 70s and 80s. But yeah, I think that's important to encourage people to actually cook.
Well, you certainly successfully do that. And I want to remind everybody, we're focusing on the Best of Bridge Holiday Classics. They have the Best of Bridge series. But because we're talking about holiday classics, one that comes to mind is your winter punch. It's a good example of simple but amazing. Explain what's in that recipe.
Winter punch is great for serving a crowd. It's hard when you're having a party and you think you have to have wine, you have to have beer, then you have to stock a bar, you have to get all the mixes. So I like to have some beer, some wine, and just one punch that people can serve themselves from. And this is a nice warm punch that's great for winter. It's got cinnamon sticks, whole cloves, apple juice, cranberry cocktail. The great thing about this one is that it's got cinnamon hearts in it. So they're like red hot. So it gives a different flavor than just cinnamon sticks themselves. Although you could do, you know, just cinnamon sticks if you don't have cinnamon hearts. And so a shot of bitters and some rum. So it's really tasty, but a little bit different. And I love the use of those red hot cinnamon hearts in it. It dissolves right into the punch and it's delicious.
Well, I must give it a little snap and tart, so I'm going to definitely try that one. I want to get in as many recipes as we can, so let's move right on to your one other one we selected, the warm spinach salad with apples and brie.
Brie, yeah. I mean, spinach is so nutrient-dense, obviously very good for you, and tossing it with a warm vinaigrette kind of, you know, wilts it a little bit. Chopped apples, I think, are often overlooked as an ingredient in salads. They're nice and tart and crunchy and juicy and sweet. And, you know, people often say in a salad, but I really like apples, especially at this time of year. We still have the fall harvest of apples are still at their peak. And a little bit of brie, which is, you know, super indulgent. You only need a small amount will go a long way. So I think this is a good example of, you know, a simple salad that it seems a little bit fancier than the norm, you know?
Oh, it is wonderful. By the way, we're talking Granny Smith apples. They're the best ones to use, I think, for that. Quickly, your carrot soup. I want to get that one in. It's a little unique and really easy, wonderful winter soup.
Well, and carrots make a fantastic soup. And again, like this time of year is best for carrots. Where we live, we have, you know, the cold nights make for really super sweet carrots. So I've got tons you know, in my fridge that are great for turning into a soup. And if you do a pureed soup, I actually like keeping it in my coffee mug, like my to-go coffee mug, and taking it with me, you know. When you're, you know, doing your errands, you're doing your Christmas shopping, I end up drinking too much coffee just because I like having that sort of hot, comfort, sippable thing beside me. So I like to have a nice soup at my desk or whatever.
It's so easy. You put orange juice in it, and I think that gives a little touch of sweet, which everybody loves. I do want to mention she has an amazing good old-fashioned gingerbread recipe that you're definitely going to want to try. And then in the back, there's a section called food gifts. And the one that got to me was the cranberry pistachio bark. But you're going to have to go get the book to find out more about this. Thank you, Julie, for being with us today. And for more about Julie and her book, go to thebestofbridge.com. And you will be able to get this book and make it a happy, delicious holiday. And you can find our past episodes on Radio MD. Thanks for joining us. Eat well and stay well.